Thank you, Chair. Let me first congratulate you on your appointment as Chair and ensure you of Liechtenstein's full support and cooperation. The CCW provides a highly relevant framework for us to discuss consequences of the use of certain conventional weapons and increasingly the effects of technological developments on the use of such weapons, including their legal and humanitarian implications. We thank the Secretary General of the UN for raising our collective awareness of the harmful potential of certain developments in the area of artificial intelligence. A future scenario where machines have the power and discretion to take human lives is morally unacceptable and ought to be preventively addressed by the international community. Our collective aim should be to ensure a human component in the decision-making processes of lethal weapon systems. Liechtenstein fully shares the Secretary General's sense of urgency in that respect. Mr. Chair, international law, in particular international humanitarian law, sets out clear responsibilities for states and individuals that cannot be transferred away from human decision maker to a machine. International humanitarian law applies to very specific and clearly defined situations in which the principles of necessity, proportionality, and distinction are to be respected at all times. An element of human control within lethal weapon systems used in such a situation is an essential precondition to ensure compliance with applicable law. Moreover, states have the obligation under other international legal frameworks, including human rights law, that protect rights of individuals from undue interference and restrictions, obligations that are in many cases difficult, if not impossible, to reconcile with the idea of fully autonomous lethal weapons system. Moreover, a number of serious questions arise with respect to ensuring accountability for a violation of international law by autonomous lethal weapon systems that need to be addressed preventively and urgently. Mr. Chair, to be clear, addressing the challenges arising from lethal autonomous weapons system is not a political choice. States have a clear obligation to determine whether the employment in any circumstances of a new weapon, means or method of warfare is prohibited under international law, pursuant to Article 36 of the First Additional Protocol to the Geneva Conventions. The group of government experts has conducted valuable work in setting out a number of guiding principles for future discussion, but it has also been shown its limits as far as the way forward is concerned. In line with our obligations under international law, states must enter into concrete discussion on how to legally ensure a human component in the decision-making processes of lethal autonomous weapon systems. Now is the right time to initiate the process for establishing new standards in this area. The format of future discussion should be inclusive and allow for adequate legal response in line with existing obligations to the threats and challenges that present themselves very clearly today. I thank you.